Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com, and I want to thank you for your confidence in trying out my audio marketing secrets or any of my other products. And this is a special bonus, and it's something I put together for a call that I did with Mark Joyner recently, and it's called Michael Senoff's Magical Time-Saving Tips I Use to Personally Save Tons of Time Every Day. So I just kind of thought about the things that I'm doing and the sites that I have bookmarked and the sites that I visit most often that really leverage my time and save me an incredible amount of time. You know, I'm married. I've got two young kids. My wife's still working 4 days a week. I'm picking kids up from school. I'm picking the kid, taking the kids to school. I'm getting them ready. I really have to fight for all my time at this point in my life. Now, I don't regret that. I really think I'm the luckiest guy on earth to be able to spend this much time with my kids. But these are some of the tools that have allowed me that and given that back to me. And I'm just going to go through a couple things I use. And this is just work. This is what works for me. Certainly, these things may not work for you, or you may have a modification to what I'm doing, but here's what I do. Now, to get things done, I use a little to-do list. Now, everyone has used a to-do list before, but I use something really simple. I have an old Microsoft Works program. It's very old, but it's nothing but a database where you have different fields. And when there's an idea that pops up into my head or something I have to do, I just type it in on the computer. And then I categorize it in the next field to the right, and I give it a 1, 2, or 3. One being the most important, two being second important, and three, something I can get to a little bit down the road. And this way, I never have to hold things in my head. They're all right there in front of me. I know what I do, and I'm constantly working off a list, getting things done. That is my list. When it's done, I delete it, and I move on to the next one. And it's just a simple strategy. It's no different than writing things down on a yellow legal pad. But this way, it's more automated. If you're in front of your computer, you can certainly do the same thing on a yellow legal pad. And when you're done, you scratch it out. But I find this very effective. Ideas come into my head. I put them, people I need to call, things like that. Also, if there's people and numbers I need to call, I'll save them in there. And I may have 4,000 records, and it's just like kind of like a junk drawer of notes and people I call and numbers and things. If you don't want to delete it, you just save it. And then if you ever need to recall it down the road, you can do a Control F on your keyboard, and you can search the entire data, and you'll find it. So it's a little bit more unorganized than a database of all your contacts because you just throw it up there. But that's what works for me. And that's one really important thing in that'll help you progress and get things done systematically. Now, number two, I call this my online-offline cheat sheet. And imagine you had a big desk in front of you and you had a cheat sheet with all the most common phone numbers you call, all the links that you go to all the time, your usernames and passwords, just a big junk drawer of all the most common information that you need. An immense amount of time is wasted every day in the workplace and at home looking for things. So with my business, I'm constantly getting emails, I'm getting questions, I'm getting orders. When an order comes in, I have to thank someone for the order. Some of them are sent automatically, but sometimes I'll personally send a thank you. So this is a web page, and it exists on my desktop only, and it has hyperlinks that will link to sites. So let's say I have my favorite sites like my online banking, or I go to PayPal, or I'm going to eBay, or I'm going to my websites, HardToFindSeminars.com. The most common websites I go to, I have this one page. It's on my start menu on my computer. If you create this page in HTML and you save it and drag it to your little start button, it'll always be there. You click on it, and there's your big cheat sheet, and you have everything there. So I have my most common phone numbers I'm calling, my most common passwords, my most common websites and links. I have form letters if it's a thank you form. And if I ever find myself typing the same thing twice that's a general reply, I'll put it up there. So next time when I have to do it, I have a link to it, I copy paste, put it in the email, and send it. And this is just an incredible time saver. I would show you mine, but it has so much sensitive information that I don't think it would be a good idea. But create a page with hyperlinks to the most visited places. It's a little bit better than your actual bookmark system because it's all right there in a format that you can lay out and organize and put all the things that you're constantly referencing to at least more than twice a week or three times a week. Okay, let's move on to number three. This thing is fantastic. I had computer problems, and I had my computer guy come down and fix my computer. And what we did, he told me about this little piece of software. You know, I have a lot of different websites. I'm designing stuff on Front Page. There's so many passwords now, it's almost impossible to keep up with them. And sometimes you want to change them for security purposes. And it's really a lot of time typing in your username and password to all the sites you go to, especially when you're working on multiple sites. So this is a piece of software. I would highly recommend you get it. It's called RoboForm. And you see the link right there, R-O-B-O-F-O-R-M, RoboForm.com. It's a piece of software that you get set up. You put all your personal information, your credit card data. Anytime you approach a website and you type your username and password, it remembers it, it saves it, it encrypts it, it protects it. And the next time you go there, it types it all in there for you. On my site, there's a lot of long forms. If you had this thing filled out and you go to a long form that has 10 or 15 different fields, it would have all your information. It goes to the site. It pops everything in there automatically. And you press the submit button. The days of typing in forms with usernames and passwords and filling out information when you buy stuff, you have to keep typing your address and all that stuff in. This eliminates that. It is incredible. It is so fast and so easy. And I love this piece of software. And I'm not an affiliate now, but you know, when I get off this phone call, I think I'm going to sign up as an affiliate. They also pay 50% commission. But believe me, my goal isn't to make affiliate commissions. My love for the product was the time it saved me, but at the same time, it's really a heck of a product. I would love to market too because it's such a time saver. Let's go to number four, emails. I'm constantly getting a lot of emails, and I have been consistent in this. When an email comes to me, I mean, I don't see how people can sit down and write these long emails. I just don't have the patience for it, and it uses up a lot of time, and I just keep my email replies very short. When someone asks me a question, I keep it short. I say, here's the link. It depends who it is, of course, but you want to keep your email short. Email can really drain a lot of your time, and I'm going to talk about another special link that's going to save you time related to email shortly. Number five. Believe it or not, I am using a fantastic service that I have been a member of for years, and it's called Instant Audio. If you see the little blue banner right there, if you click on it, it'll take you to the website. I have called an 800 number, and I'm talking directly into the phone recording this call. And what this allows you to do is to put web audio up on your website. Now, how do I use it? Let's say we were talking about email, and I needed to reply to someone in a more detailed manner, but I didn't feel like I wanted to type it out because I'm not such a fast typer and I make a lot of spelling mistakes. What I do is I call my 800 number once I'm set up with Instant Audio. I talk my message into the phone and I send a link to the recording. So imagine if you emailed me and you said, Mike, can you tell me about your 17 best links and things that you do to save you time and money? Well, here is exactly how I would reply to you. I would be talking it into the phone and you see a play button here up on this page, but I would send you a little piece of code to your email address in the email, and you would hear the entire message. It is wonderful, and this has saved me tons of time. I highly recommend you get set up with instantaudio.com if you want to use your voice to answer emails. And Instant Audio will save all these emails in a control panel. It's a wonderful service that I highly recommend. Big time saver. Next, let's go to number six, email. Oh, man, the spam was just killing me. And I couldn't figure out how to get my Outlook spam working properly. I did a search. Very popular piece of software that I'm using that's been wonderful. It's called SpamBully.com. I paid for it gladly, and it has eliminated 98% of my time wading through spam. It does take you a little time to get set up, and it does take time to learn your email coming into you, but the more it does, the more it filters, the smarter it gets, and it's pretty accurate. I will tell you, that it's not 100% accurate. Sometimes you'll get legitimate email that gets into your spam folder, but there are ways of training it where you can eliminate this pretty good. And they have great support and a great website. So if spam is killing you on time, go ahead and get Spam Bully. And I'm sure there's other great spam softwares. This is just the specific one that I use, and I'm real happy with it. Number seven, this is a great piece of software I heard about almost 10 years ago, and they've really increased the value of it. It is cool. It is called Snagit. It's by TechSmith.com. Okay, so Snagit is an amazing piece of software. I learned about it almost 10 years ago. And let's say you're going online and you look at a website and you see something you like there. You can take this piece of software and it allows you to capture the image of what you're seeing on the actual web page. So let's say there's a logo you like and you want to send it to your graphic artist and you want to say, hey, I really like this logo. Can you model something after this? You open up your Snagit software, you click the button, you drag your mouse, you outline the logo, whatever you're looking at on your screen, and boom, you save it. You can save it as a GIF file, a bitmap, you can save it as a almost any type of form of a file. You can save it as a PDF. That's one great option. Also, let's say you're at a web page and it's a huge page, like one of my pages on all my audio clips, and it goes down 20 pages. You can open up Snagit and you can have it actually capture the entire image of the page. You can save it as an image, or you can create a PDF document very simply. There's tons of options on this piece of software. I encourage you to go check it out. You can download it for free. They'll give you a 30-day trial, and it's just a great time-saving piece of software. I find myself using it all the time. So go check out Snagit, and I think you'll be really pleased with that. Okay, let's move on. Number eight is Google Search Engine. I find myself going to Google all the time. So obviously, when you're looking for stuff, and I'm sure most of you listening to this know about Google, but this is the main search engine I use when I'm looking for items. You also want to invest time in learning how to use the search engines. So, for instance, if you're looking for something and you put quotation marks directly around it, Google will search for exactly those words or combination of words. Another great website, which is really getting better and better as I've seen, is a website called ask.com. It used to be called Ask Jeeves, but you can really ask very specific questions, and they've got some great search engine technology that can find you these answers, and I find myself going there even more often. So certainly use Google, and also make sure you check out all their tools. They've got a great toolbar and some wonderful time-saving pieces of software. Picasso is a photo imaging software that they have, and all of these tools are free. It's a wonderful company with some great technology. Okay, next, AWeber. AWeber is an autoresponder service I used. I had them many years ago for a short time, then I went over to a lesser quality one because it was less money at the time, and boy, was that a mistake, because I was with an autoresponder company called Reply2It for about 5 years, and then all of a sudden they disappeared, and I had probably 20 or 30 different forms on my site. All my email addresses were there. Now, I had backed up everything, but if you lose your entire list from a service like AWeber that sends out email, now with the laws, you have to have your customers double opt-in, and it's a great way to lose a lot of contacts with your customers. But anyway, I'm very happy to be back with AWeber, and I can't recommend them enough. They're very high quality, and their specialty or their USP is really making sure your emails get delivered. When you create your emails and you send them out to a mailing list, you can check to see if they're spam compliant. The company has great relationships with ISPs, and they make sure that their emails that are going out through their service are being delivered, and I don't think there's anyone who's better than them. So I'd highly recommend if you want to use a service to automatically send emails out, an autoresponder service, I would recommend them. But the main point is time saving. By you automatically keeping in touch with your customers and keeping a relationship going with them, once that system is set up, it automatically happens. When someone signs up on my site, they're going to get 40, 50 different emails from me over the next year, and that is all automatic. Can you imagine me sending out 40 or 50 emails for each person that signs up onto my site, how much time that would take. That would be just a full-time job right there. So autoresponders are an incredible leveraging device for saving your time. Now, here is one of my most important breakthroughs. I'm really excited about it, and the more I talk about it, the more I think about it, the more I see what a simple idea, but what a huge idea it is. And it's called speed listening. And I found out about this all by accident. You know, when I do an audio recording, I do a lot of work on editing it. And if you go, one of the links, the time-saving links, is a link called GoldWave. Or if you go to goldwave.com, you'll see the link here. This is the same editing software that I use to edit my software. And what it does, it opens up an audio file. Let's say it's an MP3 file. And you see the entire audio file. You see the lines going up and down, the voices. And it has some controls on it that allows you to speed up the play of the audio. Sounds like, you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know, where the talk is going really, really fast. And I found that I needed to get through my editing quicker. So as I'm listening to an audio, listening for things to edit in and edit out, I would want to save time, and I kept speeding it up so I can get through the thing faster. And I found that I was really able to comprehend what was being said in an interview, even if it's going at lightning speed, twice the normal speed of language. And I'm thinking, wow, I could get through audio twice the speed that I normally would if I listened to it at regular speed. So I dubbed this speed listening. Everyone's heard of speed reading. Well, what's wrong with speed listening? I mean, a lot of people don't like to read. I can't stand reading, but I love to listen. And if I can listen to stuff at twice the speed, and it takes a little practice, but I promise you, after doing this for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you're focusing on what's being said, you don't even care that they sound like chipmunks. So it's called speed listening. Go download the software. It'll give you a huge leverage in getting through my audio content. You'll download the MP3 on your computer. You'll open up the software and bring the file into it. You'll go to the device controls and you'll press play, and you'll see some little buttons that allow you to make the speech go faster or slower. So give it a try. If you like my audio and you're short on time, this is going to be a great time-saving tip for you, and I hope you'll enjoy this. Okay, let's move on. The next little time-saving device is a Dymo label printer. It was an internet marketer named Dave Fry. I read his newsletter. He said, you got to get one of these things. And I was filling out lots of addresses by hand. And it's a little printer that allows you, if you're mailing things or shipping things, or you're sending letters, and you're constantly writing addresses out by hand. And when your handwriting is as poor as mine, this was a godsend. So it's a little label printer. Go to Dymo.com. You can pick these things up for $60 or $70. You can buy the replacement labels on eBay very inexpensively. Don't buy them from the main company. And then you've got a great little piece of software that allows you to design labels. You can import images on it. You just press the button. Boom, it prints out the label. You slap it on your package, and there's no more messing handwriting. You present your products and your letters in a more professional image. But the biggest thing for me, it saves time. I mean, when I send out my free CD, I used to write 40 or 50 labels at a time. No more. I import the database into the label printer software, and it just, boom, prints them all out at one time. This has been a fantastic little time-saving device I've had for about a year, and I love it, and I'm glad to pass it on to you. Okay, let's move on. Number 12. Online post office. One thing that I could not stand when I'm mailing packages is having to schlep to the damn post office. Constantly long lines. You're sitting there wasting time doing nothing, and those people are so slow in there. And I said, I have got to stop this. So I learned that online, go to the link, you're going to see that you have a virtual post office. There is no reason you should ever have to go to the post office again and wait in line. I'm shipping packages all over the world, and I'm doing it all online. So this link will allow you to pay for postage, to print out your labels, to track your packaging. It's just a virtual post office. You can do everything much quicker instead of driving to the post office and waiting online. You can buy your stamps on the post office. You can buy prepaid flat rate boxes. You can buy prepaid priority mail envelopes. But this was a real pet peeve, having to go to the post office, because I'm constantly mailing things out. Now, I work out of my home, so when I have a package that needs to go out, guess where it goes? It goes right in front of my house. I know my postman pretty well, and he knows that he parks his truck right in front of my house, because he certainly doesn't want to carry all my boxes around that are going out to my customers. So I would encourage you this. Now, if you ever get into direct mail, the post office has an incredible service for sending out direct mail. They farm it all out, but you can send out tens of thousands of pieces of mail. As long as you have a database and you pay for postage, you can get set up. They will print your letter. You can upload your letter. You can upload booklets. You can send all kinds of stuff through the post office all online. You can send regular number 10 envelopes, windowed envelopes. You can send flyers, postcards. And unlike these other companies that offer this service, they don't gouge you on the pricing and the printing. And also, they offer you ways to sort the addresses that will put them in an order where you can get discounts on your postage. And another thing, if you have a mailing list that you're unsure about, it will clean your mailing list. So it'll kick out any of your records that are undeliverable or that are bad addresses. They're saving you money right there. So handling all your mail, postage, and mailing online is going to be a huge time saver and money saver for you. My next favorite, my baby, which is eBay. I mean, I started on eBay. I thank God for eBay. eBay is wonderful. Anything and everything you can get on eBay, and you can get it for less. If you're the type of person who doesn't mind getting stuff for less and wants to save time, eBay is your place. I mean, if you need batteries, go on eBay. If you need a Dymo printer, go on eBay. If you need a digital recorder, go on eBay. Why pay retail? eBay has really got it down, where between eBay and PayPal, they protect the buyer. You can find virtually anything. You can save money. You don't have to go driving around shopping all day, standing in lines. You know, sometimes it's nice to do that if you want to look around, but I'd much rather go to eBay, click pay, go to my PayPal, and it's done. And then I wait a few days, and and then when I go pick up my mail, there's what I've ordered. So I love eBay, and I encourage you, if you're spending money on things or you're shopping at stores, you can find it on eBay. Let's go to number 14, high-speed connection. Now, I know that our country here in the United States is really coming a long way with high-speed connection. According to the most recent research, about 40 to 50% of all homes have high-speed connection who have internet access. But if you don't have high-speed connection, you may be really surprised that you have it available in your area. And I would encourage you to look around. If you have a dial-up modem, you're really missing the boat, because you're wasting time. It takes too long for pages to download. You're probably waiting for hours for audio to download off my site, and you may be really surprised that there is high-speed connection in your area. It could be satellite high-speed connection, but I would look around, because if you can get that, even though if it's $30 more a month, it is going to be so worth it, because it's going to give you the ability to cruise the internet at lightning speed, therefore saving you time instead of waiting for things to download. I couldn't imagine ever going back to those slow 28.8 modems. Now, I was really fortunate, you know, being here in San Diego, Time Warner, I have Roadrunner service, and Time Warner was first testing cable modems, cable internet access, in only two markets in the entire country, New York and Pacific Beach. And guess where I was living almost 10 years ago? Pacific Beach, here in San Diego, California. I was one of the very first customers to have high-speed cable. So I thank God I had that, because it really gave me a head start in the internet and having the ability to look around and see what was going on. I don't think I would have ever stuck with it if I had a slow dial-up connection. So if you don't have high speed, I would definitely look into DSL or satellite or cable and find out if you have it in your area and get that. That's going to be a huge time saver. Let's move on. Number 15. Online banking. Now, my wife still writes out all her checks by hand. I go, honey, let me get you set up in online banking. Well, some people just can't break old habits. I see her all the time getting late fees. You know, she's scrambling to get the bills in the mail. Actually, I have to mail them for her all the time. She's messing with postage. Online banking is a godsend. It's a pain in the butt getting it set up. But once you get all your vendors or all the people that you pay money to or all your bills set up in this thing, it's wonderful. You go online. You go into a section called Bill Pay. You type in how much you owe. Your bills are in front of you, and you press the button. You take your bills, and you put them away, and you are done. No writing checks, no licking stamps. You've got a history of it. It is wonderful. So if you are not using online banking and you're writing considerable amounts of checks for your mortgage and for your rent and your water and your heat, I would get set up right away with online banking with your local bank. I use Union Bank. You can certainly use Wells Fargo, but online banking is a huge time saver for me, and I recommend you do that. Next, number 16, PayPal. I love PayPal. PayPal is now owned by eBay, and I mentioned it earlier when I was talking about eBay. It allows you to pay for things over the internet instead of writing checks, and there are millions and millions of users using PayPal, almost all top-notch companies selling products and service accept PayPal as a payment, and it is wonderful. And also, if you're selling something online, PayPal has services where you can receive your payments through PayPal. So I encourage you to explore PayPal and really dig into their site. Huge time-saving service that allows you to accept money without getting a credit card terminal and to pay anybody who's set up with PayPal. And 17 is my big bonus. And it's called barter and trade. Well, what is barter and trade? Barter and trade is, there's a whole industry related to this called the trade industry. And I do have a product about this called the Secret Loophole. But if you can save money, at the same time, you're saving time because it takes time to make money. But if you can save money, you've already saved time. If you can save, $80 off of $100, if you can buy something for $20 that usually would cost you $100, you've saved $80. How long does it take you to make $80? Well, that's how much time you saved. And I have saved a lot of money using trade two ways. One, I trade my services and my products for items that I would have to pay cash for. Let me give you an example. The HMA system is a marketing consulting system that I sell for $3,900. And here, that's a product or service that I control. Now, there's something that I'm spending hard money on, and that's hosting my websites. I host with a company, and I have a dedicated server, and it costs $300 a month. That's over $3,000 a year. So that cost me $3,000 a year just to host my websites. It actually cost me $3,600 a year to host my websites. Now, I've got a product for $3,900 that I sell at retail. Well, I did a direct trade with my provider who I pay for my hosting. So I just, my cost on my HMA system is very little. So the only, I just earned $3,600 by trading something that I had control over. So ask yourself, what do you do? What expertise do you have? What things do you have that you can trade for the things you want? Here's another tip. Go to Craigslist. I'm going to put this down for number 18, Craigslist.com. They are a wonderful website that has a whole section on barter. People in your community looking to trade for things, trade for their expertise, trade for products, trade for services. Now, my course, Secret Loophole, goes one step further, and it shows you how to get involved in the trade industry. And the trade industry uses trade dollars to conduct commerce, to buy things. Just like we have a green dollar here, if you take your green money and you go to the store and you want to buy some food at the store, you give them your green money. Well, you can do that with anyone here in the United States and most anyone in the world because our U.S. currency is the strongest currency around. Well, go take your Monopoly money and see if you can go buy some food at Vons or at your grocery store with Monopoly money. You can't do that. The only way you can use Monopoly money is within the game with two to six players, right? That's where that currency is good. Well, the barter and trade industry has its own money, and there's different groups all over the world in different communities that accept their own currency. So, for example, there's a trade organization called BXI or ITEX, and they have over 10,000 5,000 members that trade with each other, and they have their own trade dollars, kind of like Monopoly money, but it's all digital now, just like with credit cards. And you can buy and sell products within the trade organization, okay? Now, I've come up with a way where you can buy trade dollars at 10 to 20 cents on the dollar. So imagine if you have 10,000 people in the trade organization selling their products and services. And let me give you an idea first of some of the things you can buy through these trade organizations. Now, you can buy legal services, which I've done. Accounting. My accountant currently is all on trade. I have about a $3,000 accounting bill for my corporate taxes. It's actually a little more than that, and I pay it all on trade, and my trade cost me 80 cents on the dollar. So my $3,000 accounting bill only cost me $600. I've instantly saved $2,400. That saves me time. It takes time to make $2,400. I do CD duplication on trade. I had a fence in my home done on trade. I've had stained glass inside my home.
One to save, two to replay. Okay, let's try again. Please record your audio clip after the tone. When you are done, leave a few seconds of silence.
Now, here are some of the things that I've done in my home on trade. I've had stained glass done, beautiful stained glass done all on trade. I had a beautiful wrought iron gate made on trade. I've had my house painted on trade. You know, if you look up on your ceiling, do you have that little popcorn ceiling? I had popcorn scraped off the ceilings of my entire home. That was a $3,000 job that only cost me about $600 on trade. I've had carpet work done on trade. All my windows were done on trade. I've had antique furniture refinished on trade. Now, here's some things that if you have a business you can use. Now, I'm not saying I've used all these things, but these are all available on trade. There's advertising like radio, TV, and print ads, accounting services like bookkeeping, tax returns, and payroll, office supplies like software, fax machines, and copy machines. There's also direct marketing resources like list brokers, printers, email promotions, and even trade show exhibits on trade. There's everything from floral services and expensive food products. There's pricey gift baskets, bakery items, and rare wines are available on trade. There's also formal wear like tuxedos and fancy dresses. Photography, computer repair and limo services, bed and breakfasts, luxury hotels and country inns, even healthcare products like vitamins, eyewear, and herbal supplements. All I can say is I can't say enough about this system, and it's called the Secret Loophole. The link's right there. If you want to get into this game, buying trade dollars at 10 to 20 cents on the dollar, even as low as 15 cents on the dollar, I would certainly go check that out and read the free report. Look, I hope these time-saving tips have really inspired you to look into them, to take a closer look into them. I assure you, it will take time for you to get comfortable with them. It will take time for you to look at them and learn a little bit about them, but that time will be repaid 1,000 times. So I encourage you, go check it out. And I want to thank you for trying the Mark Joiner. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for trying the Audio Marketing Secrets product, and now go do it. You may not know what barter is or what the trade industry is, but it's a tremendous, a multi-billion dollar industry, and I've come up with a loophole on how to take advantage of this industry and literally put thousands and thousands of dollars worth of savings into your pocket. You can hear me do it for real. In this 15-minute recording, I will show you how I saved, for personal expenses, almost $10,000 with only about 15 minutes of telephone calls. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this, and instead of me telling you how to do it, I show you how. You can listen to me do it for real. So head on over to the product section at hardtofindseminars.com. In the light blue column on the left, click on the link that says Barter Secrets, and you can hear it all in action. I think you're going to find this fascinating.